We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Astros are going to get Game 4 in. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be out Kirby Ice House tomorrow. So make sure you join us 1:07 as first pitch. And with us, MLB Network's Robert Flores. He's our guy. He has joined us. He may be playing something on for his Facebook friends right now as we are talking to him, because he just sometimes is multitasking when he talks to us. But Robert, we got to get the latest news here with the postponement. Now Lance McCullers is on full rest, and I think the matchup we all thought, if everyone was right, we'd see Carlos Rodon versus Lance McCullers Jr. What are your thoughts about Dusty moving him up and going with him instead of going with Urquidy? Oh, boy. Jose Urquidy. I can't say it right now. Urquidy. Going with him in game instead of him in game four.
Yeah, I think it's the right call. And if for some reason the Astros don't pull out a win tomorrow, then you will have, I'm assuming, Fromber going in game five. Yeah, I think it's the right call. Lance is not going to be phased by the moment. That's not to say that Jose Urquidy was going to be phased by the moment. I remember he pitched a hell of a game during the 2019 World Series against the Nats in Washington, D.C. So he's certainly performed at the biggest and highest stages. I think Lance is going to go out and pitch well. He is having the best year of his career in a variety of categories. So he's not going to be phased by the moment at all. And he has pitched in some huge, huge games. Game 7 of the 2017 World Series, closing out the 2017 ALCS at home against the Yankees, in which he threw, like, I think it was 27 consecutive curveballs or something like that. But I think it's the right call. Now, what do you do after that? That's where things get interesting.
Robert, what about, let's talk about last night a little bit, man. There's so many different angles here with next game and this game, but I want to revisit the comments made by the White Sox reliever Ryan Tepera, I believe is how you say his name. And I know you heard those, made some comments about the Astros, mentioned, like, as if they were insinuating that they were still stealing signs at home and there was less swing and miss at home, and which I don't know how you add all that up. But what did you make of those comments that he made after the game?
Well, it's a couple of things. One, first of all, there is multiple things can be true, and there's room for nuance. And stories are often are filled with nuance. That's why this kind of story isn't good for Twitter, because heaven knows there ain't any nuance on Twitter or any sort of form of social media. But one, the Astros did this to themselves. As a result of their actions in 2017. That's number one. So that level of, scrutiny is always going to be there from opponents and opposing fan bases. That's number one. But number two, Tepera's comments are interesting because the Astros had the best road OPS in all of baseball this past season. They were 780 OPS. That's on base plus slugging. I'm sorry. They were 787 on base plus slugging at home. So that was seventh in Major League Baseball. But their road OPS was tops in all of baseball. The White Sox, on the other hand, their home and road split, the White Sox at home, their OPS was 789. Their OPS on the road was 729. So I don't know why he would bring that up seemingly unprompted after a big win. But, hey, like I said at the top, the Astros, they did that to themselves. Well, do I think that there's something nefarious going on? And they did strike out 16 times. That's the most they've struck out in a game since the 2015 playoff. No, I just think guys like Michael Kopech, Dylan Cease, and Craig Kimbrell, and Liam Hendricks, they're really good, and they throw about a billion miles per hour. So I didn't understand really where those comments were coming from. But as I said, I guess the Astros have put themselves in this position.
I guess he missed the six runs that they scored to start the game as well on the road, which is which is really strange too, I guess. Robert Flores, MLB Network, joins the show with us. And I want to kind of revisit what you just said there before. You said Lance McCullers, like you get him, it's the right move. But then you said then after that, it's kind of up in the air. What do you mean by that?
Well, the bullpen, how many times have I been on with you guys this season?
A lot.
A lot. And what do I always say? What have I said from the beginning? And what do I always say? It's all about the bullpen. It's the bridge to Presley.
Yep.
I think every Astros fan will say, if we've got a lead and we've got Ryan Presley on the mound, Astro fans will say, I'll take that. We got a lead. Astro fans might be thinking, we got a lead in the sixth inning, in the seventh inning. Who's in there and how nervous am I? Because it's the bridge to Presley. How do you get to Presley assuming you have the lead? I didn't know. I thought it was curious making a pitching change mid at bat. I thought it was even more curious that it was Yimi Garcia considering his numbers against lefties. And yes, Lurie Garcia is a switch hitter, but a righty, he's going to be in that left-handed batter's box. And I thought it was really, really, really curious just to groove a fastball right down the middle against Lurie Garcia, who hit it, I think, 900 feet. So it's going to be a roller coaster ride. It really is. Who can get outs? Who can get outs in that bullpen? Graveman has been okay. Hasn't been as good as he was with Seattle. Ryan Stanek has had some good moments this year. He's been used a lot. Yimi Garcia, we saw Christian Javier. He has good stuff, but can he locate? So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how Dusty manipulates the bullpen going forward.
All right, Robert, real quick, did Grindahl do that on purpose?
It's hard for me to say because I don't know. He says he didn't do it on purpose. His manager, Tony La Russa, was very emphatic saying he didn't do it on purpose. I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird rule. The thing that was more curious was the strike zone. Tom Hallion's strike zone. If you look at umpire scorecard, which is a great Twitter follow on Twitter, his strike zone was all over the place. And that affects the White Sox as much as the Astros. But I was more concerned about what the strike zone was doing yesterday. But yeah, that was a strange play, and he says he didn't do it on purpose. I got to go with what he said.
All right, Robert, we'll get you out of here, man. Thank you for dropping by with us. I know you got a lot going on with this postseason. Enjoy the games, and we'll see what happens tomorrow in Game 4 between the White Sox and Astros.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen. listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.